The average age in Wichita has been trending upwards for at least the last 10 years, and as it does, it is vital to consider the mental health of our post-retirement citizens. Many are seeking to age in place, staying in their home for as long as possible rather than relocate to a senior care home. And while the appeal of such decisions are obvious, the logistic challenges merit consideration. Was the house built with mobility in mind? Are they able to get out to medical appointments or run errands? Are their children close enough to visit? If the answer to any of these questions is no, then isolation and the associated mental health concerns become a nearly inescapable possibility. Senior isolation has been linked to anxiety and depression, not to mention high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, Alzheimer's, weakened immune systems, and general cognitive decline. In addition, it has been known for years that just 14 days of isolation causes irreversible psychological damage to the human brain, even among healthy adults. For all these reasons, it is vital for those aging in their golden years to have opportunities to remain social and active. Things like senior companion or respite programs offered by a variety of mental health organizations and churches can be literal lifesavers. And nearly every community has resources that allow such programs to be offered at no cost thanks to area volunteers. If you're worried about a family member or neighbor not having the socialization opportunities they need as they age in place, please reach out to a mental health organization in your area to inquire about these programs. Aging isn't just about how long you live, it's also about how well you live. For KMUW, I'm Eric Littweiler.